And we are at a time when all of us are very, very impure. So, like, if we strive for that kind of purity, nothing will be left in this world. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement has come to purify us to the absolute extent. So, irrespective of our situation, we should take advantage of Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement and achieve absolute purity. Any other question? Yeah. Jadunath?
Thank you. Two things, Guru Maharaj. One is, I have a hard time with this idea that it really matters so much what people think, that after this whole thing, Sita, he cannot be with Sita based on what people might think.
Well, yeah, again, I'll go back to that same poor consideration. It depends on what time we are. Those days, you know, people's honor was very important. The chastity of a woman was very important. Because of the social, the whole environment, whole surrounding was so pure, and there was so much, you know, so much importance and consideration for purity. But in this age, you know, we can't artificially restore to that standard.
It just seems a bit superficial that truth takes the back seat to perception.
Again, the thing is that it's not that truth takes back seat to perception. Like, there is a consideration of immediate perception and actual reality. Right? A common man, they will not perceive things as they are. They will go along with their mental concoction, imagination. Oh, she was in Ravan's house. They are not going to consider what actually happened to her, how she reacted, but they will simply consider that here is a woman who has been abducted by a man. So obviously she must have been molested. Right? So in order to remove that doubt from anyone's mind, Ramchandra did that. Another consideration is, as I mentioned on the first day, that Ramchandra is the Leela Marjada Purushottam. He came to establish the Marjada of Dharma, the Marjada of morality, the principle of morality, the consideration of purity.
Yeah, I can understand that better now. Although there's still that idea that Sita, against her will, may have been molested, and therefore they cannot be together, or he has to shun her.
Yeah, in that case, in those age, let's go back again.
Yes.
The husband would not accept the wife.
That's hardcore.
Yeah, that is how strict the society was.
Okay.
I mean, you know, like,
yeah, okay. Thank you. And this is something I thought you would get to, and then Namras actually alluded to it yesterday, but you didn't talk about it. The squirrel or spider making that slight contribution to the bridge.
Yeah. It was actually, the actual description is that it is a squirrel. It's a squirrel that was.
Is it a spider in some other translation or something?
I haven't come across a spider.
Oh no. Okay. Mm. Okay. Thank you.
Huh? Yeah. Even in Tulsi Ramayana, it's not.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Okay, yeah. Giridhari Priya. Oh, you have a question? Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah.
He can go first, then I'll.
Anyway, the mic is with you.
It was just in reference to what he was saying, one thing that had, because we've brought this question up many different times, and also one thing that had been mentioned to me at one time was that when it came to like ruling the dynasty, that there was also that understanding where one had to give up their own personal happiness, their own personal desires for what they thought was the well-being of all their citizens.
That was the main consideration, bit. Because, and Prabhupada also used to use the expression that Caesar's wife should be beyond anyone's suspicion. So, you see, a nobleman's, you know, a person who is situated in a very, very lofty position in the society, his moral consideration or his social moral status must be upheld properly. Because then otherwise he will be an object of criticism of the mass. And as a result of that, they lose respect. And the whole thing is, the entire foundation is actually respect. Why a somebody is respected? Because of his nobility, because of his character, because of his good qualities. And that also includes, you know, his personal considerations. Yes, Gridhari Priya.
Raj, you mentioned that Shishupal, Ravan came back as Shishupal, and that was his third birth, we understand, right? But then we read that Shishupal also got Sayuja Mukti. So then wouldn't it reason that he would go back as the doorkeeper?
Shishupal actually didn't get Sayuja Mukti.
No.
You can say that. Like, he emerged in the body of the Lord. It was more than Sayuja, it was like a Sarupya Mukti. It was even more advanced. Probably one aspect of them remained as the doorkeeper, but the other aspect became Jagai and Madhai, and they got a part, they got to enter into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, which is beyond Vaikuntha. They were in the Vaikuntha. They were the gatekeepers. They were not quite in Vaikuntha. They were outside of Vaikuntha, actually. From there, they actually got elevated to Golok in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes.
One more question?
Yeah.
You mentioned that Vishwakarma built Lanka for those three demons. So he helps both parties? He builds for the demigods and sometimes for the demons also?
Yeah, you see, at the beginning of creation, Brahma, you know, created different progeny, different living entities, not himself, through his sons, the Prajapatis. And then he made the arrangements, like where one would stay. And these arrangements were conducted by Vishwakarma. So that's how it is.
Maharaj, I was just wondering why, after Agnidev had spoken, that why would the citizens question his word, because he was a superior demigod and he had spoken. So it seemed that the citizens went against him.
Against who?
Agnidev, because Agnidev established Sita's purity.
When did he go against them?
Well, when the citizens, you know, when that one citizen questioned Sita Devi.
Later on.
But Agnidev had already, because he had already established her purity, and so the news would have spread everywhere that she came out of the fire delivered by Agnidev. So why wasn't his word enough?
Yeah. This again, you know, establishes Ramchandra's stern, you know, stand in order to establish this concept of morality. Like, it is not that, you know, that person did not accept, or Ramchandra didn't make any arrangement to convince him that your what you said was wrong. Just because he spoke like that, you see, that man was a low-class person, not very cultured, not educated, right? He's a low-class person, and, you know, he was telling his wife, whom he suspected of immoral act, and said that, do you think that I am like Ram? Although his wife was abducted, or, you know, still I would accept him. Accept her, rather. And in this way, and the messenger, the spy, brought that news back to Ram, that some people spoke like that. And just by hearing that, Ram decided to take action. Now here we have to understand that this kind of actions, this kind of act is possible only for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is how we have to just see, like, what a immaculate standard the Lord has set through his own example. The reason, you know, he didn't reason, or he just considered that, well, if at all such a consideration is there, let me take proper action. So, do you have a question, Amitami? Okay. Okay, Vrindavan Chandra.
In some Bhagavatam class, I heard Guru Maharaj that these three pairs that appear as Jaya and Vijaya, of course Jaya and Vijaya appear as three different pairs, and they are all connected with the six anarthas that human beings have, kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya. And he specifically mentioned that this person is connected with kaam, this person is connected with this. Have you, I mean, confirmed something like that? Ravan was confirmed as a connected with the kaam, that is anartha. We have Hiranyakashipu with greed and Sisupal with the envy and something like that. I heard in one of the classes in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Well, I mean, now that you're saying it, makes sense.
So how far, I mean, I don't know. I want to make sure that is it the
well,
way?
I mean, as I said, like, things can also be, you see, like, there are two ways of accepting things. One is as it is, the way it is, and the other is analogy or symbolically. So these are the symbolic expression. But the reality is Ravan was there.
He said it's there, but I mean he said that it's one of the anartha that we have calm, and that's a
he was. But that doesn't mean that Ravan is only the calm in your heart. Ravan was there in Treta Yuga. That's my point. Ravan was there. Now he may personify lust.
That's what he meant in the class.
But what difference does it make?
So I mean, six anarthas represent six of those in six Jaya and Vijay's is coming down.
Then what?
So that's what, that is true or not, that I wanted to find out, because somebody said no and somebody said yes. That's why I wanted to confirm something.
Well, I mean, I never read it anywhere, but as I said, like, it makes sense. It makes sense. Just like Hiranyakashipu has been also considered to be the personification of all the sinful desires in the heart. And Hiranyakashipu comes and finishes it off. So the point is, yes, all those anarthas, all those negativities are there in our hearts. They're there. And the Lord should come. We should take shelter of the Lord, because only He can actually kill them. Therefore, again, we are going back to the same point. Surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is, ultimately, that is what we have to do. Yes, if Ravan, or if these six personalities, six manifestations, are six anarthas, then what lesson do we learn? Could anyone else deal with them but the Lord himself? So what should we do? Try to defeat them ourselves or take shelter of the Lord to defeat them? So that is the easiest recourse. Thank you, Vrindavan Chandra. Hare Krishna. So today, there is a very special